Distorted View Daily proudly presents Great Moments in Cinema.
What the fuck are you trying to do? Haven't you had enough?
No!
Is this what you want to see, you dirty motherfucker? Is this what you want to see? Oh, honey.
Make nice to her.
That's not good enough. You stop that. Stop what you're doing. You get down. I want to see you bite her little assy. Come on.
Bobby, make a nice little bite. Right there on her assy. Bite it. Bite it. That's good.
Now pull her up. I want to see you take a little bite right on her booby. Come on.
You bite her little lippy.
Bite Freddy on the booby.
But a nippy on the boo-boo is a no-no. That's not nice.
Bite it off.
You clamp down on that goddamn kid and you bite it off!
Hey, freaks, it's Friday, February 19th, 2016. Coming up on the program today, selling sex in the 80s, plus an old angry white dude has a few choice words for you black gang members, staging your own death to see who really loved you, and sex doll scarecrows. All this plus your voicemails today.
It's the Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
My doctor wants to dilate my asshole to the size of a fucking coconut.
Yeah, Tim Henson with you, back for the Friday edition of DV, ending the week. Got a great show for you. At the top of the program, I've got some great news, especially for all of you old-time listeners who miss the DV forums. They're back, kind of. I get this a lot from you guys asking to, you know, for me to set up the forums again, because even though we have a Facebook page, some people are uncomfortable posting unsavory things on Facebook, you know, especially if they've got family and friends. They don't really want to be associated with Distorted View. So if you remember, a long time ago, when we first started the podcast, there were forums. And then I replaced the forums because there was a huge spam problem. I replaced them with groups. And that was kind of cool because they're like little subsections. You could join a group. You could post videos, upload images, and there were all sorts of groups. You could add, you know, you could create your own group. I think we had, 40 or 50 groups? At the time, though, I was on a shitty server, and it made the site really slow, and then again we had a spam problem, and all these goddamn spammers were creating groups like Victoria's Secret Underwear! Pharmaceuticals! It just became too much. Like, the site was inoperable at that point. Well, since then, I've moved to a dedicated server. And I've been toying with the idea of bringing back groups, and because I wanted a place for all of us to gather and share stuff, and I thought it would be good for the community. So I've brought the groups back. If you go to distortedview.com, you can click on the Freak Out link. If you just want to view what other people are posting, you can check out all of the groups and the videos and all that shit. But if you want to participate, you actually have to sign up. It's free on distortedview.com. And there are some hidden groups that only members can join, and you have to ask someone who's already a member, like some not safe for work stuff. The really good stuff is all hidden. But yeah, so sign up. You can, you know, post and you can meet other freaks that way. Now, we're doing the groups a little bit different. Before, it was a free-for-all. Anyone could start a group about whatever topic they want. We're going to limit it to, I think there's five groups right now, five or six. If you guys have an idea for a new group, you can email me and I'll, you know, set it up for you. But I don't want spammers getting involved this time. But the cool thing is, all of these groups existed in the prior incarnation. And I was able to save and bring back all the posts and video links and everything that was contained in the groups before. So you can see all the old stuff. I spent a lot of time reformatting everything and making it responsive so it looks nice on phones and tablets. You know, the way people use the internet these days. So here are the groups. These are the ones that made the cut. General Recoculousness, which was like the main group where you could just post all the strange audio, video, and photos and links and stuff. Then there's the Not Safe for Work Stupidity, which is a hidden private group. If you don't know another freak who's on this system, you can always add, you know, add me as a friend and ask for permission to join. The rest of them are public. Utards, you can post and check out various Utards on YouTube. Linda Finkel Hall of Fame nominees and Retarded Shit Tim Says. Now, that's a group that was set up by one of you asshole listeners to log every time I say something dumb on the program. There are already 52 members of this. I've had this thing set up for what? 3 hours? All right. So there's a bunch of people who sign up. Here are some of my quotes from over the years. Fucking wily lesbians. I don't think that's retarded. I think that makes sense. Light Treason posted, I'm going to send that out next week. Apparently that's something dumb I say. Oh, no, that's a big lie whenever you want a prize. Yeah, I'll send that out next week. TJ from Chicago says, here's a good quote from me. Her asshole looks like a retard's mouth. I don't even know what that means. Is it droopy? Someone posted a short poem I wrote. I don't remember this, or I recited. Donate sperm. Blow your wad in a cup or in a broad. Wad, broad. Yeah, I guess that does rhyme. In addition to the groups, which is really for posting short stuff, links to other things, videos, there are full-blown forums, full-bloom forums. There's a Distorted View Daily forum where you can talk about the show, DV Worthy, where you can talk about links and stuff, and finally, Freakatorium, which is like a general, you know, message board where the freaks can talk to one another about whatever. So check it out, distortedview.com. You'll see that the freak out section is highlighted in the menu. You just hover over that and check out the groups, or you can register, log in, whatever. I love that I'm setting up a forum in fucking 2016. Does anyone use message boards anymore? Probably not, but this is a great way for freaks to gather in a place that no one will judge you. Your friends and family won't judge you. So check it out, please. Everyone use that. I'll keep working on it. I got a bunch of great audio to share with you. You know, I've mentioned this many times before, but I love those 1980s/1990s phone sex commercials. We've played a lot of them here on DV over the years. Most of them come from late night cable. So it's the softcore version of the phone sex ads. However, you know, when you bought a porn movie on VHS back in the 80s and 90s, the first 5 or 10 minutes were pretty much solely devoted to advertising these phone numbers. I've got some examples here for you. These are the hardcore versions.
Is your cock stiff and throbbing?
Maybe. Now, on the screen, you see the words, shoot your load. Come inside my cunt. 1-800-376-DO-IT.
Do you want to let go of all that hot, creamy cum?
Yeah.
How about some hot, tight, uncensored action?
Now, that's what I'm talking about. You know, if you were watching USA at around 3 in the morning, some shitty movie would be playing, probably Mannequin, and during the commercial breaks, you'd see phone sex ads, but the girls would be all like, me and my friends have secrets. We want to tell you our secrets. That's their idea of a phone sex ad. I don't want to hear women's secrets. I want to hear a broad saying, fuck me in my twat. I want you to call me up and tell me all the filthy things you're going to do to me.
I want to feel you sliding.
Yeah.
Ooh, sliding your cock in and out of my juicy cunt.
Matter of fact, I don't even have to call the number now. I've shot my wad listening to her.
Live, luscious, wet girls waiting to fulfill your wildest...
I don't even have to lube them up. They're already wet. This is why you pay $4.99 a minute to these phone sex lines.
Sexual desires.
Not paying $4.99 to hear secrets.
Call now.
I'm fascinated by these ads.
Oh, call it, baby.
This is 1-800-715-JUGS. I shit you not.
She loves to suck cock. I want to rub your cock between my tits and make you come.
Sounds good.
Oh, that pussy's so tight. Oh, watch your big tits jiggle while you do her. Oh, yeah. Take up from behind. Call us.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
I need my ass. How you get guys to buy stuff? You want to fuck me in my twat? Yeah.
Call us now to ram your
car. What do you need? Credit card? Yeah, okay.
Here you come.
Now, you'll notice in this version, there's some background music. For the most part, though, you can still hear the girl going, oh, yeah, fuck me in my twat, call me now. It becomes a real problem, though. I feel like sound engineering wasn't a priority in these commercials. They're just like, you know what? You know what this ad could use? We got the girl saying fuck her in her twat. Let's put some sexy music in the background. And some guy's like, okay. And just added a track, but didn't, like, adjust the audio levels or anything. I've got a perfect example. This happens so often. I remember this. Like, watching VHS porn videos. At the beginning, you couldn't understand anything these people were saying. She's talking. I don't know if you can even hear her at all. But she's talking about spreading her lips. Listen. What?
I just love to...
Honey, can you speak up?
Masturbate and tease myself.
I got masturbate.
Yeah. Let me sit on your throbbing cock.
There we go. Maybe she just wasn't close enough to the mic.
Deep inside me, we can come again and again. There isn't any fantasy that you have that I can't fulfill.
She's fading out again. Now, I know these companies don't have a large budget. I mean, we're not talking about a multi-million dollar corporation here. But think about this. In 2004, back when podcasting was just starting, a group of guys, pedophiles, recorded themselves talking, posted it online, and it sounds as good as a, you know, a radio show.
Hey, I met this boy, we got together, we fucked, and that was that.
Crystal clear.
I'm a pervert, and so far they haven't made a law against looking.
You're telling me Vivid Video couldn't figure this out? No problem, though, for a couple of kid-fucking degenerates.
I'm just sitting here feeling...
Call me now. I've got a couple more examples of these phone sex ads that played before the porn movie started. This is for the juiciest pussy waiting for you. 1-900-745-0801.
Hey, lover. I'm a hot, sexy plaything with a passion for sweet pussy.
Oh, no thanks. I prefer sour pussy. Something with some bite to it. Maybe some Cajun spiced cunt.
Stick my tongue down her tight pink hole. Yes. We need a man like you to tell us what to do.
Setting the women's movement back a few years. Juicy cunts at 1-900-745-0801. All right, that was a phone line for guys who are, you know, who fantasize about lesbians.
Anal princesses who need it right now. Well, how can it be bad if it feels so good?
Chlamydia, that's how it can be bad?
It's the sweetest taboo.
In the 80s, anal was still considered taboo. How quaint. All right, I think we've heard enough of these things. Let's switch gears. I've got a clip here from a local Fox affiliate. One of these damn morning shows. They got nothing better to do than bother old people. And, like, not in a fun way. Not, like, harassing them. You know, like I do. Call them up on the phone. Plead with them. I beg them to commit suicide. Free up some resources. Why don't you just...
Kill yourself.
I'm bringing that bit back, by the way. 2016, the return of Why Don't You Kill Yourself. I vow to you, I will not stop with it until an old person does drop dead. All right, so here we go. This is a Fox affiliate. They are celebrating the 110th birthday of local resident Flossie Dickey. That is her real name. Sounds like an old person, Flossie. You know how some names become popular again? You know, like old name, like Olivia. My sister named her daughter Olivia. There's a lot of Olivias now. For a while, there wasn't very many. Olivia Newton-John is the only one I can think of. But I don't think Flossie is a name that'll ever come back. All right, so here is Flossie Dickey being interviewed in her nursing home.
Good morning. Yes, we are out here at the Cheney Care Center, and I am sitting next to the woman on the front page of the Spokesman Review this morning. This is Flossie Dickey, and check it out, folks. We got her her very own Good Day Spokane coffee mug. She is enjoying some coffee this morning because
she doesn't look like she's enjoying anything. The look she's giving this reporter is, leave me the fuck alone. Why are you here?
Got her.
She knows the only reason she's being interviewed is because she didn't die. It's not some huge accomplishment.
Very own Good Day Spokane coffee mug. She is enjoying some coffee this morning because, Flossie, you say you're a little tired this morning. Is that right?
I am tired.
She is very tired. That's actually, I heard, your favorite.
That is, by the way, the most excited she is throughout this interview.
Is very tired.
That's the liveliest she gets.
That's actually, I heard, your favorite activity to do at the center here is to take a little nap.
You can nap many times as I can.
Oh my god, what a shitty existence. She just wants to die. That's why she's taking so many naps. She's prepping herself.
This is my pre-death ritual. I don't want to move. I just want to lay down like I'll be lying down in my casket. That's all I do. I just sleep. As many times as possible throughout the day.
Take a little nap.
Take a nap many times as I can.
As many times as she can, she likes to take a nap. Flossie has 3 children. You have 12 grandchildren, 20 great-grandchildren, and 15 great-great-grandchildren.
I dare you to name 3. 3 of them. Oh, I wish I had Flossie's phone number. We'd play a quick round of Why Don't You Kill Yourself. Flossie, name 2 of your grandchildren. Can you do that? If not, why don't you just
kill yourself? Kill yourself.
Another one where I could offer her $100,000 to name 3 of her grandkids. She couldn't do it. I'm 100% sure she would not be walking away with the money.
You sound like a very busy lady. Yes.
Silence.
She has lived in multiple places.
She's not even looking at the report. She's just looking straight ahead.
In the Northwest, even lived in Arizona. She's originally from Oregon.
And you know, the thing is, she's with it mentally. I just think there's a lot of contempt for this reporter. You got the old broad up. She just wants to take a nap.
Where she was born. And Flossie, this
You're pestering her.
Morning. We also have some flowers that we would like to give you. She got her nails done. I don't know if you can see, but they're a beautiful pink. Pink and purple, we heard, were your favorite colors. So I'm just going to set those on your lap for you.
All right.
And
it won't stay.
I'll hold on. How about that?
It won't stay.
So that they stay. Later today, Flossie's family is going to be coming out here to throw you a big birthday party. Are you excited for your party?
Not one bit.
What would you rather?
Oh, God. Everyone in this clip is insufferable. The reporter, the anchors. The only one I kind of like is Flossie because she's keeping her mouth shut. She just wants to die.
Nicole.
Anyway, I'm here with Chris Barr. Chris, you have known Flossie. Come on in here.
Yeah, someone.
Yes.
Someone talk
well,
to me,
I know,
please.
Well, I know there's a bit of a delay here, but stay with me. Can
Matt,
you ask,
were you going to say something?
Can you ask Flossie, 110, obviously she knows a few secrets here. What is the key to live that long?
Do you think Flossie's going to give an answer?
Exercise and good nutrition.
No, that's not how Flossie rolls. She's going to give you the stink eye and respond with something awful like, I stay away from the Jews. I made it 110 years without having to deal with those dirty heaps.
Yes, I've been trying to get that out of her. Flossie, the people on TV want to know what the secret is to being able to live so long.
Deep dicking by a colored. Oh.
I don't know. I don't fight it.
Don't fight it. Someone print that up. Put that on a t-shirt.
I'd live it.
Don't fight it, live it.
She doesn't fight it, she lives it. And that's what her granddaughter actually said to me.
Stop trying to save this. Just throw it back to the newsroom.
People ask her that. She says,
pull the plug on this. Flossie, I'm not talking about you. Calm down. I've got one more clip to share with you. It's also from the local news. This time in Louisiana, they've got a gang problem. They want the public to be aware of it and try to help, you know, capture some of these gang members. So they've enlisted Captain Clay Higgins of Crime Stoppers to get on cam and talk about the gang issue.
The Gremlin Street Gang is responsible for hundreds of violent crimes, murders, armed robberies, witness intimidation, burglaries, drug trafficking, extortion, and brutal beatings.
Damn, he's got a harsh face. He looks like a bulldog.
We've arrested 10 of these thugs and have warrants on 7 more. Every one of these animals is most definitely armed and dangerous.
Racist.
Darren Carter, Aaron Carter, Travis Cooper, Cody Guidry.
You can't call people animals if they're all black.
Jaron Diggs, Kirkland Demichet,
one of those rules,
and
right?
Jonathan Landry. We have felony warrants for your arrest. You will be hunted. You will be tracked. And if you raise your weapon to a man like me, we'll return fire with superior fire. Darren Carter, you think men like these are afraid of an uneducated, 125-pound punk like you that's never won a fair fight in your life and holds your gun sideways?
Well, he's ramping up here.
Young man, I'll meet you on solid ground anytime, anywhere, light or heavy. Makes no difference to me. You won't walk away. Look at you. Men like us, son, we do dumbbell presses with weights bigger than you. And the convicts in jail, most of those men are good people who just found themselves crossed with the law.
And the other ones are going to rape your black ass.
They're not evil. And they
eat your ass with jelly.
Don't respect you or any punk like you. They'll toss you around like a rag doll. I encourage every citizen watching this to look into your own heart and find the American courage that conquers all evil.
What the hell is this guy talking about?
I implore you to listen to this message and stand up. Take back your streets. Take back your country.
Yeah, white power! What? Oh, is that not what we're doing? Is that not what this is about?
One last message to the Gremlins. You don't like the things I've told you tonight? I got one thing to say. I'm easy to find. On behalf of the St. Landry...
That guy's my hero. All right, and with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted up, fucked up news right now. Not a member of the Distorted View Sideshow, shame on you. Rectify that situation immediately. Go to superfreaksideshow.com. Become a true and honorable freak. You'll get full access to the entire archive of programs, well over 2,000 shows, plus every week we do extended shows, exclusive programs, video casts, and more. Tuesday we did an extended show, yesterday we did an exclusive program, both fantastic podcasts. Grab it all, every single episode of DV. Memberships start very inexpensively at $6.99 a month, even less when you opt for a quarterly, semi-annual, yearly, or lifetime membership. You get a personalized, password-protected RSS feed so you can use the Apple Podcast app. However you get Distorted View daily, you know, your phone, tablet, computer, whatever, it works with the Sideshow. All right, go to superfreaksideshow.com right now. Help support this stupidity. Three quick stories now. First up, it apparently was a very slow news day. How slow was it? Well, the news is writing about blow-up sex dolls being used as scarecrows. Yes, if you want to see a picture of one of these things, just surf on over to distortedview.com. It's today's featured image. The bizarre picture, which has gone viral in China, shows an inflatable sex toy easing into her retirement as a scarecrow. The muddy sex doll, which is a weird way to describe a sex doll, very dirty. The sex doll also wears a yellow safety helmet and has reportedly been a real turnoff for pesky birds. The naked and rather stained blow-up doll is thought to have belonged to a worker at a construction site near a field in Chengdu, capital of China's southwestern Sichuan province. I love Sichuan sauce. It was then found by a local rapeseed farmer who stood it up in the patch of greenery in order to ward off crows and other unwanted pests. You're going to get all sorts of other unwanted pests. You know, considering the sex doll's gaping vagina is on display. It's It's weird that he put, like, clothes on her, but left the vaginal hole there just wide open. All right. The yellow helmet, which also belonged to the construction worker, was placed on the blow-up doll's head in order to cover its jet-black hair and add more realism to the unorthodox scarecrow. Rapeseed, which is consumed in China as a vegetable, is also used around the world to make cooking oil. It's reportedly the fastest-growing vegetable oil. I feel like we're getting off topic here. Getting off track. The story's not about rapeseed. It's about this goddamn sex doll scarecrow. All right, whatever. It's got a nutty flavor. It's got health benefits. Not the sex doll. We're still talking about rapeseed. And also because it's homegrown. UK shoppers are now increasingly turning to the cheaper and healthier alternative to olive oil. So there you go. I feel like the author was like, well, I have nothing else to say about this stupid sex doll scarecrow, so I'm just going to write about rapeseed for a couple paragraphs. Let's turn our attention back to the states here. Actually, our most fucked up state. Say it with me.
Florida is the most fucked up state.
What's more Florida than drugs and pedophilia? Ting. A teenage girl's visit with a family friend turned nightmarish when, according to police, the 43-year-old man enticed her to snort cocaine. So far, it doesn't sound so bad. Buy more drugs and pose provocatively in his ex-girlfriend's dress. A little weird. David Goldfarb of Fort Lauderdale surrendered to authorities on Monday and faces charges of child abuse and delivering cocaine to a minor in the alleged December 20th and December 21st incident. Quite a bender there. According to an arrest warrant, the 15-year-old girl traveled to Fort Lauderdale for a visit with Goldfarb before spending the holidays with relatives in South Florida. Throughout the evening, in early morning hours, Goldfarb gave the girl beer and drugs, which, you know, she gladly accepted at the time. Yeah, liquor and coke. Phew, awesome, you're the best uncle ever. Would you mind wearing this skimpy outfit? Oh, you're a creep, I'm calling the cops. You know what I mean? Teenagers are assholes. All right, he gave the girl beer and drugs and eventually tried to barricade her in his bedroom before she ran out to call 911 for help. See, that's why you gotta give her downers. Not fucking coke. She's gonna run through the goddamn door if she has to. You know what I mean? Give her something to mellow her out. Slow her down. Or better yet, have her pass out. Again, I'm having to teach the sex offender how to properly sex offend. For Christ's sakes. This isn't brain surgery here. All right, when they finish snorting lines, Goldfarb took the teenager to buy more coke and had her drive his car, despite her having no driver's license or learner's permit. Again, this is a fun time for her. I get to drive? To have cash for the drug deal, Goldfarb took back the $80 he gave the girl and instead offered to take her shopping. I guess I missed that line. I'm sorry. At first, she was like, no, I don't want to snort coke. And then he offered her $80, and she's like, okay, for $80, I'll snort coke. And then he ended up, you know, she basically had to give it back, so she didn't get the $80. Police later reviewed surveillance video from the apartment building and noticed the girl behind the wheel of the car with Goldfarb in the passenger seat, leaving the garage at 1:15 a.m. and then returning about 20 minutes later. Upon returning to the apartment, they again used more coke. Goldfarb also urged the teen to wear his ex-girlfriend's leopard print dress for a photo shoot in a plot to get his former flame jealous. The warrant said he called the teen girl sexy and told her she had a great body. No crime against that. And was well-developed for her age. He even confessed he was in love with her. Well, now it's getting creepy. The teenager told police that during her time at the apartment, Goldfarb's behavior was sexual in nature. He rubbed her legs as they sat together, unzipped his pants, and was evidently aroused. He also played porn on a TV, you know, to set the mood. Hours into her visit, while the girls smoked marijuana, Goldfarb coaxed her into the bedroom, and she armed herself with a pair of scissors, you know, just in case. All right, she feared for her safety, the warrant said. She reluctantly went into the bedroom, and he allegedly played porn, unzipped his pants, and tried to move a dresser to block the bedroom door. The teenager ran out of the apartment, barefoot, to seek help at about 5 a.m. After the girl escaped, Goldfarb reached out to her relatives and told them the teen ran out of his apartment as he returned home from partying. He said he would never hurt her and would not talk to the police. That's okay. They still arrested him. He's being held at the Broward main jail on a $15,000 bond. So there you go. And finally, today, freaks, this is something I could see myself doing. Staging my own death and funeral just to see how many people would show up. It sounds like the plot to a shitty sitcom. Didn't Elaine do that in Seinfeld or something? A Chinese man has held a funeral for himself just to see how many people would turn up. Zhang Diyang! He's from the northern Shandong province. There we go. Sorry. I was waiting for that. I thought I was going to come a little sooner, right? I said province. Organized a mock ceremony and told his friends and family, so they knew, in the city of Razhao earlier this month. Pictures showed the 66-year-old crawling on the dirt into a fake grave as amused onlookers took pictures on their smartphone. Mr. Zhang never married or had kids, and had done many good deeds that didn't grab much attention in the community, leading him to spend almost $3,600 on a mock funeral. He needed proof of his existence. Look in the goddamn mirror! It's not going to cost you $3,600. Proof of his existence. In Chinese culture, the dead are believed to have the same needs as the living. I smell a new business opportunity. Tim Henson, ghost prostitute. Are you being haunted by a loved one? Maybe they're just trying to tell you they're horny. You know how it is when you haven't had sex and you're hard up, fucking just, you're ready to go, you're all hot and bothered, can't get to sleep? It's the same for eternal sleep. They want to go peacefully, but they've got this rock-hard spirit boner. And I can help them out with that. Full release, partial release, depending on how much you're willing to give me. I'll take a poltergeist cock up my ass. Everyone has their price. And mine are very competitive. Call me today. I want to talk to you. Call me now. 1-900-GRAVE-COME. I'll tell you all my slutty ghost fantasies. I'm such a filthy whore for the deceased. Yeah. I want that cold, clammy corpse cock. Straight from the spirit world. Taking me to the limits of pleasure. In my butt. Is my gaping rectum a portal to the other world? Call and find out. The more wild, the better. Demons, animal manifestations. I've taken them all in my mouth. I got donkey punched by an extra-celestial. Call me now. 1-900-GRAVE-COME. Give Grandpa the send-off he deserves. You know what I'll be doing when this podcast goes belly up. All right, in Chinese culture, the dead are believed to have the same needs as the living. Families are not only expected to arrange for their funerals, but also pay regular visits to the grave. They burn incense to feed the dead and paper money for their loved ones to spend in the afterlife. Mr. Zhang was worried that no one would take care of him in death, so he erected his own tombstone in advance a few years ago and eventually planned this mock funeral this year. Reaction from local villagers were divided. This type of ceremony wasn't worth the price, and that money could have been donated instead, said a man who had attended the mock funeral. Another villager was more understanding. After working hard for a lifetime, Mr. Zhang is alone and has an empty nest. For those reasons, it's hard to avoid carrying some bitterness in the heart. Some 40 relatives and friends, along with several hundred curious people from nearby villages, attended. Although it was not a somber event, Mr. Zhang said, I organized this ceremony because I wanted to separate which people in my life truly cared about me and which ones were fake. Unfortunately, he may not have been prepared for the truth. Days after the event, he still remembered the 20 relatives and friends he invited who failed to show up. I can't believe so many relatives and friends don't care about me. It still weighs heavy on my heart. It'll probably kill him. All right, there you go. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Friday. / early Saturday. Posting the show a little bit late today. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. Well, here we go, checking in with you freaks one last time before we call it a week.
Hello, Timothy James Henson. It is Sideshow member Surly here. I'm so sorry for calling twice in 2 days. I hope I'm not becoming one of those people who...
You're one of the people I like.
Everybody hates
you. Can call in as much as you want.
Because I call too often.
One of the least annoying callers is Surly.
But I had to make a comment regarding your January 28th show. You had a news story about kids drinking racing fuel. And I had a question. So, like, I'm old... I'm 40. God knows I don't know what the fuck kids these days are thinking. But
you're older than me.
But I'm wondering, do you think this whole drinking racing fuel thing could have to do with Mad Max Fury Road? That movie is amazing. And I could see if I were a teenager that I would do stupid shit from that movie. And one of the things that they have is that great scene towards the end where when they're basically, well, the whole movie is a drag race. But at one point, folks are climbing on top of the cars and... sucking down Knox and gasoline and, like, spitting it into their engines. But at one point, one of the guys is just like, and, like, gobbles some down.
Yeah, I saw that movie. I don't remember that, but...
Do you think kids are that dumb and that they're doing it for that, or am
yes,
I just...
Yes, I do think that, actually.
Just a dumb old person.
That gave them the brilliant idea.
So, I am diddling this girl in my shower.
Stop bragging!
She was feeling...
He's always calling in with his sexual exploit. Yeah, I'm fucking this broad in the shower. I nailed a Walmart cashier last week. I was at a Willie Nelson concert.
So, I am diddling this girl in my shower.
Okay.
She was feeling sick for a good portion of the day because, duh, Cracker Barrel. So... Yeah. She starts to feel better. I get her back to my place. We're watching a movie. Then we start to mess around. And then I'm like, hey, let's go get in the shower. We start to do that. I fuck her for about 10 seconds in my bathtub. And then we just do kissing and diddling the rest of the time until finally she goes, I feel sick! And then proceeds to collapse on my bathtub floor and vomit all over my fucking shower and all over my fucking feet.
This is all your fault. You should know you don't recover from Cracker Barrel that easily. It takes time. And, like, here's this girl. She's like, I don't feel good. My stomach hurts. Then you take her back, and you're, like, fucking her in the shower. You're like, and she's gyrating all around. And she's shaking up. Of course she's going to get sick again. It's like shaking up a two-liter bottle. You know what you do? Get a new two-liter bottle of Coca-Cola and start jamming your dick at it. Start grinding up against the Coca-Cola bottle and then unscrew the cap and see what happens. It's going to explode, just like she did.
And continues to do so in a constant stream for a good 5 minutes. And that's not even the worst of it. The worst.
And you know, like Cracker Barrel, she had like gravy, you know, like a thick gravy.
Of it is when she's finally done.
Everything's covered in a sauce.
Using up all my toilet paper to clean up her vomit out of my fucking drain. She then goes with this high pitched Cupid doll voice, like, I'm sorry, I'm embarrassed. And I never have wanted to punch a woman so fucking hard in the face.
That a boy.
Oh, jeez. Okay, I'm done. True.
All right. Thank you very much. A sexual horror story there.
Hey.
Never have sex after Cracker Barrel.
Hey, Jiggy Boohan.
This is basic advice. Elementary advice. This is almost as basic as if you're going to rape a bitch, don't give her cocaine. Don't have her snort uppers. Speed and shit. Downers. Downers.
Hey, I got a name for the sex generation machine.
Generator, yes.
I think you should call it the Jagooner.
Jagooner Bader?
Ah, what the hell. The Jagooner 2000 or...
Jagooner Bader 2000. Not bad. I see where you're going with that.
Hey, Tim. I'm just calling because I don't have any friends to call. And it's nice to talk on the phone.
Even if it's a one-way conversation? I've been doing it for years.
Okay, well, I like your show. Bye.
All right, thank you very much. See, nice,
Tim,
short and sweet from a very sad individual. Not depressed, though.
Tim, Sunshine Butt Crush here. I'm listening to the show where you introduced the Cumnet, or whatever you ended up calling it.
Yeah.
Because by the time you get this message, it'll probably be March. But it's funny. It's awesome. And I'm going to play around with it because I love fucking around with computers. But I'm worried that, you know, maybe the Blackulator Caucasiatron might get offended by this.
Well, look, the Blackulator Caucasiatron is still a superior piece of hardware and software.
You know, when you first started talking about the ComNet, you mentioned that this is how the machines start. They start taking over. But what if it's not that machine's fault? It's your other machine. So, maybe look into the Blackulator Caucasiatron.
Got a studio full of mainframe computers here, putting them to good use. Porn and racism. All right, IBM would be proud.
TV Booth, Sideshow Freak LeBaron here. I'm calling for the first time in a while because right now I live in the middle of nowhere and I get no reception right now in Boston, though, so I thought I'd call in. I am calling in regards to that manhole party line because it brought me right back to when I was like 15 to 18
Yes.
Early 2010s, late 2000s.
Boy. Yeah, yeah.
I used a service called 321 Chat or 123 Chat or something. And let me tell you, it was full of just raunchy little boys and, you know, probably...
I mean, there were some hardcore pedophilia going on that
people who Mannet or whatever the hell it was called. And, you know, I was young, you know, so I was just like, oh, okay, this seems like a good place. And it was...
That's how little boys get raped.
It was just like going through that. There were dog fuckers. There were scat freaks I met on there.
Yeah, of course.
It was like no limits. I swear to God. And I actually did end up meeting someone on there when I was 17. And I can't remember how old he was, but, you know, like, I probably could have died because of this guy. Like, you know, I was just like, oh, yeah, this is my house. This is where I live. Come to my house.
Oh,
and,
give me your
you
house.
Know, we gave each other blowies. But anyways, I just wanted to comment about, you know, how your experience reminded me of my own, or not your
experience.
You know, the experiences of, you
I
know,
did it for the show.
A boy
not inviting
that.
Creepy old men over to my house to blow me.
And whatever reminded me of my own in my ignorant years.
Well, good.
I think 321.
Glad to bring back those happy memories.
Is like still around. I definitely wouldn't look for it because it's horrifying. But you know,
if you can find the contact information, I will totally call that on the show.
You know, if you want to find some little boys, pictures of little boy buttholes.
I was going to say absolutely, but yeah, absolutely. All right, that is all the time we have on this edition of the show. Want you guys to email me, show at distortedview.com. distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-660-GOD. Is it? Oh, God.
I'm a hot, sexy plaything with a passion for sweet pussy.
Spread the distortion, STD. Tell all your friends about the podcast. Don't forget to rate us and review us on iTunes. Check out all the cool new features on distortedview.com, all the new groups and forums and stuff. Guys, thank you so much for a great week of programs. I will be back on Monday to do it all over again. Until then, have a great day, great weekend. Bye, everybody. Say you about all of that horse shit that was dried around your penis? Where did that come from? Would you fall dick first into some manure?